Welcome to a Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our subject is responsibility in forgiveness. And our subject goes right to the very heart of living as a New Testament Christian. Forgiveness is a key concept, of course, in the way of Christ, is it not? Both in forgiveness that we receive and forgiveness that we must give others. Our duty as a Christian is determined by Christ, who is our example, and to whom belongs all authority. 1 Peter 2, verse 21, Matthew 28, and verse 18. Are we not taught to have the mind of Christ? Philippians 2, and verse 5. And surely this would include having His mind regarding forgiveness. Forgiveness is a matter of the heart. It is a matter of the mind. Matthew 18, 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. What was the mind of Christ? What did he teach? What did he do? What does he expect? Forgiveness is defined as remission, throwing away, passing over, erasing, pardoning, canceling, releasing, not counting anymore, blotting out, wiping it away. Letting it go. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness was the mission of Christ to earth. In Luke 24 and verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. In Acts 13 and verse 38, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. In Ephesians 4 and verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. In Colossians 2 and verse 13, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you. Yes, Christ came to seek and to save the lost, Luke 19 and verse 10. And he did that by removing that barrier between God and man, which is sin, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. It was announced before his birth that he would come to forgive sins, Luke 1 and verse 77. In Acts 5 and verse 31, him hath God exalted with his right hand to be prince and the Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Yes, Jesus forgave. And he teaches man to forgive. In Romans 4, 7 and 8, Paul wrote, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. It is a blessing to hide our sins properly, James 5 and verse 1. And the only way to properly hide sin, friend, is for them to be forgiven. We can't work them off. And when you obey God, you are not working off your sins. You cannot do enough good to offset them, or to put God in your debt, as if He owes you anything. You cannot escape sin by blaming it on others. Christ is our Redeemer, and He it is that buys us back. We sell our souls to Satan by sinning, but He buys us back. The relationship between forgiveness and redemption is that our forgiveness is purchased by the blood ransom of Christ, Acts 20 and verse 26, Colossians 1 and verse 14. We're forgiven, that is, we're justified, by the blood of Christ, Romans 5 and verse 9. No, forgiveness does not come cheap. Christ is the sin offering, Romans 8 and verse 3. He is the only offering, Hebrews 9, verse 22. He is the adequate offering, Hebrews 9 and verse 28, having been offered but once. There is no need for repeated sacrifices. He died not for His own sins, but for ours. Indeed, as John wrote in 1 John 2 and verse 2, for the sins of the whole world. We cannot separate the blood of Christ from the way of forgiveness of sins. The Bible records a very significant series of events regarding forgiveness involving Christ and Stephen and Paul. When Christ died, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. Later, Stephen, in the Imitation of Christ, prayed as he was being stoned by his enemies, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Acts 7:60. And among those included in that prayer was Saul of Tarsus, later known as the Apostle Paul. And as Paul neared the end of his journey, he prayed, At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. 2 Timothy 4:16. We're forgiven if we obey his commands. Now, while forgiveness is not earned, and forgiveness is a gift, we must accept the gift that is offered. And this we do by obeying the conditions of the gospel. In every example of conversion to Christ, we find the people having heard the truth, believing and obeying it. And what if we do not obey? Shall we be forgiven anyway? The answer to that is easily determined when we understand where forgiveness takes place. Forgiveness takes place in the mind of God. Matthew 9:6, Who can forgive sins but God alone? Yes, God is the one who forgives. Forgiveness is not determined by how we feel or by the intensity of our desire to be forgiven. It is not determined by following our own will or the will of any other man. We do not dictate the terms. We must submit and consent and obey God's terms. This is our responsibility in receiving forgiveness. Forgiveness follows faith in Christ as the Son of God and repentance of sins, confession of our faith in Christ and baptism for the remission of sins. And having become a child of God, we're not perfect. We will sin. But the way of forgiveness, having once come to Christ, is repentance, confession of sin, and prayer. Acts 8:22 and 1 John 1:9. You know, sometimes we hear the phrase, when God forgives, he forgets. Well, this is true. Hebrews 8:12, For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. And this is, as was prophesied in Jeremiah 31:34. Well, can we forget when we forgive? If so, to what extent can we forget? Now, we may not be able to blank from our memory the event of sin, the sin that someone has committed against us. It may be at times jarred back into the mind. We often forget what we don't want to forget. But as sins committed against us, when we forgive, we can forget them as far as counting that person guilty of sin anymore, as far as holding a grudge against them in that particular matter. Friend, listen to me closely. We must learn concerning sins and the forgiveness of sins to let it go. Offenses come in the course of life. What if we forgive? What if we do not forgive? We're dealing now with a real problem with many, even in the church, regarding our responsibility toward others before God as a child of God. Others may sin against us, or we may sin against others. But if we forgive, listen to me, friend. We will let it go. Sometimes we're offended. It's not because someone has sinned against us. We may have just been overly sensitive and got our feelings hurt and felt slighted. And then we carry a chip on the shoulder, making a mountain out of a molehill, thinking others should apologize when actually we are being rather immature and just pouting. We're taught to pray, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you will forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses, as we are taught in the Sermon on the Mount. And when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Mark 11. We must forgive, friend, in order to be forgiven. Luke 6:37. And there is now an alternative to forgiving.
and that is to keep on holding the grudge. Seeking revenge, retaliation, seeking harm, getting even. In Matthew 5, therefore, if thy bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. To withhold forgiveness, and to hold on to a grudge, we're really stepping out of our bounds. In Romans 12, and verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Dear friend, when we do not forgive, we are burning the very bridge over which we must cross if we expect to enter heaven. How foolish such would be, because we would be the one who would suffer because of our disposition not to forgive. We really do not hurt the offender, we only hurt ourselves not to forgive. We make ourselves unfit to receive God's forgiveness of our sins. And how often should I forgive? In Luke 17, Matthew 18, it teaches that we're not to have limits on how often we are to forgive. We should be glad that God does not get tired of forgiving us, nor should we get tired of forgiving others. To help us to develop a forgiving spirit, willingly to forgive, we should pray, Father, forgive me even as I forgive, and then name the one who sinned against you. I believe that will hurry us into a forgiving attitude. Well, can we forgive those who do not want forgiveness? Well, God expects us to forgive the penitent. God does not forgive those who are impenitent, nor can we. God, however, is always of the disposition and the willingness to forgive, and so should we be. We should never be the cause of a continuing offense between ourselves and others due to our unwillingness to forgive. Paul urged the church in Corinth to forgive a penitent man, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. As Christ has forgiven, so we must forgive, Colossians 3. As God has forgiven, so we must forgive, Ephesians chapter 4. Forgiveness restores fellowship. And if God will forgive a sinner, why should we not be willing to do so? In Romans 8 and verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. I know that there are times and circumstances when everything may not be worked out to everyone's satisfaction. But I want to insist once again, and I underscore this if I can in your mind. Forgiveness means to let it go. Dear listener, it is not worth it, nor should we lose our souls over it. And consider the forgiveness of the father of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. Consider the blemished character of the elder brother who would not forgive. Friend, turn loose. It is not a question what God is willing to do. It is not a question of our knowing what we ought to do. It is a question of our responsibility about doing it. In order for us to be forgiven, we must hear, believe, and obey the gospel. And then the question is, being forgiven, will we do the will of God to receive the forgiveness not only that we need, but also in forgiving others? This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.